This is a Twig Bird Productions podcast. Hi, how you doing? I've missed you. Come on in. How's it going? Have a seat. Take a big breath. Roll your shoulders. Sit up straight. You know you want to. So today, I thought I would do something a little different because I do something different every time because there's no rules here. I wanted to do a singing lesson for you who is a five-year-old. This is a five-year-old singing lesson. So come on in. Sit on a tiny seat or alternatively sit in a car seat and go for a drive. There's something really cool about singing when you're driving along, especially if you're five. You don't have to drive. You've won already. It's great. Someone else is taking care of it. It's great. It also means that you're both sitting facing forward because it means that no one's facing you, and you can just sing, look out the window, and just think about singing and thinking about life and what you're looking at. And it means that you don't have to judge yourself or think if you're good or if you're bad or anything like that. You can just sing and drive along. It's a really nice thing to do. If you come for a singing lesson here in this room, then we both sit facing west. We look out over the trees. I don't sit facing you. We just sit facing like we're driving along. It's really nice. No one to judge. But I wanted to do a singing lesson for a five-year-old because I ran into a friend of mine in the chemist and he asked me if I teach singing lessons for five-year-olds. And I thought that the best thing that you can do when you're five-year-old is to sing with your dad. Because singing with my dad is what made me everything that I am. My mum and my dad and singing and jamming and CD player. Do they have them anymore? We're just singing my little heart out. Sometimes singing lessons are all about technique and all the things and all the stuff, which is all really good for you if that's the kind of thing you want to do. I'm all about music theory. But I'm also just about driving along and singing and having a beautiful time in your head. I hope that makes sense. So let's do our warm-up. Can you take a big breath in and keep your shoulders nice and low and stretch your rib cage out? Just feel yourself taking a big breath in. And when you're ready, can you give me a bubble, which is a bet you can do that. If you can't, if that's hard, then try holding your cheeks. I would do that, but I'm playing guitar. But you can hold your cheeks for your bubble. If you're going to play guitar with me, I'm going to play a G chord and a C chord. Strum along like you're not afraid of it. Find those chords. They're written in every corner of the website of the world. Let's find that G note and sing that guy. Where is he? Ooh. Can I have a ooh on G? Ooh. Too low. Let's go and find a high one. Can you start on the high one and find your way to the low one, however you want. Make it melodic, sing a little song about bananas, do whatever you need to do. We're going to go from the high one to the low one. Ready? Ooh. And again. Love it. So I said I was playing a G chord and a C chord. Let's go and find the C chord. Here's my C note. Do. Ooh. Mm. So let's go G to C. G. C. How you doing? Okay, so if you've been here before, you know my crazy sounds. Let's do it with the little five-year-old human beings. We're gonna do one that's called sob quality. It's where you open up the back of your throat like you're yawning. Oh, yawning sound. And can you get to sound really silly? Can you sound like, what's my best five-year-old metaphor for sob quality? I'm made of marshmallows. A marshmallow human being. Boo 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 boo. It's like a yawn in the back of your throat. Ooh. You can feel it in your chest, vibrating in your chest if you put your hand on your chest. Do the high one with the sub chord. And then give me your twang quality, which is really nasal, powerful, strong sound. Which is like a duck, kind of whack. The low one, and you have to smile while you do it. And oh, it's so good. How loud can you do it? No. Yeah. Can I have a high G? That's all my warm-up. Now I want to teach you a song that's actually in the key of G. So it's actually a Bob Marley song by way of Angelique Kidjo. So for all my five-year-old mates out there, Bob Marley, he's this cool dude. Check him out. He's got lots of songs. I'm sure you'll like them. And then Angelique Kidjo, she recently played at WOMAD Festival in Adelaide in Brisbane, and a friend of mine went, and they were like, it was the best thing ever. And so I googled what's happening in the world, and this song came up, and it was a choir singing this introduction to Bob Marley's song called Redemption Song. I'm not going to sing Redemption Song with you because I reckon you guys can pull out a guitar and jam on that later after this. That'd be great. I'm going to teach you the intro that Angelique Kidjo does to this song. Are you with me? Yeah, you are. So I'm going to sing it to you, and you're going to go, whoa, that's a lot to think about, and then we're going to break it down, make it fun. So it goes... Hawale wa levava wa o wa jalemu o mu Africa.
And again.
Hawale wa levava wa o wa jalemu o mu Africa.
So delightful. So I wonder, before we think about all of those letters, there's a lot of consonants and alphabet situation going on there. I just want to sing it on do do do. So it goes like this:
do 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 do.
Now there's a lot to think about in Mungo, so I'm going to break it up. I'll do the first bit:
do 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 do.
And again,
do 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 do.
And one more,
do 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 do.
Now what happens after that? Ready?
Do 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 do.
Let's do that much. 2, 3, 4.
Do 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 do.
And again, 2, 3.
Do 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 do.
I got carried away. Could you tell? Let's do it again. 2, 3.
Do 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 do.
Yeah, beautiful. It's because I was thinking about how I feel like I'm singing do do, which seems entirely appropriate right now. Okay. Let's do it again. First half, ready?
2, 3. Do 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 do.
2, 3, 4.
Do 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 do.
Beautiful. All right, let's do the first half and then see what happens. Ready?
Do 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 do.
I was thinking about the doo-doo because when I was singing it with the doo, I wasn't smiling. And when I sing it with the ha-wa-le-wa, I smile my face off because it feels so good to sing it with a big smile. And then I thought about doo-doo and that made me smile. So that's what happened there. From the top, here we go.
Do 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 do.
Here we go.
2, 3. Do 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 do.
One more time. Here we go.
Do 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 do.
Beautiful. All right.
Ha, wa, le, wa. 1, 2, 3. Ha, wa, le, wa.
The next bit.
Ha, wa, le, wa, le, ba, ba, wa.
2, 3, 4.
Ha, wa, le, wa, le, ba, ba, wa.
Le, ba, ba, wa. Here we go.
Ha, wa, le, wa, le, ba, ba, wa. Ba, ba, wa.
2, 3.
Ha, wa, le, wa, le, ba, ba, wa.
Feels good. Get a little sway up.
Ha, wa, le, wa, le, ba, ba, wa, oh. Ha, wa, le, wa, le, ba, ba, wa, oh.
Beautiful. Big open mouth, big breath.
Ha, wa, le, wa, le, ba, ba, wa, oh.
Beautiful. Big open mouth.
Ha, wa, le, wa, le, ba, ba, wa, oh.
Okay, do it kind of crouched over in little mouth.
Ha wa le wa le ba ba wa oh.
Not nearly as fun. Big open chest. Ready? All right, the last line.
Ha wa le wa le ba ba wa o wa ja le mu o mu Africa.
I'll repeat that. 2, 3, 4.
Wa ja le mu o mu Africa.
2, 3, 4.
Wa ja le mu o mu Africa.
All right, from the top. Here we go.
Ha wa le wa le ba ba wa o wa ja le mu o mu Africa. Ha wa le ba ba wa o wa ja le mu o mu Africa.
Okay, this time I want you to sing it and get all the words wrong. Ready?
Ba de ba de ba ha ya ba o na ya le bu lo ni ya hi ya.
All the words wrong.
Ha ba di mo di ba ya yo o a da di o o du da di da.
Ha wa le wa.
Ha wa le wa le ba ba wa o wa. Jalemu omu Africa.
Okay, now if first Shelley keeps singing that, then other Shelleys are going to come in and sing the harmony. If that brings you any joy, you can sing it with them. They're great. They're having a great old time. Face them forward in the car. No judgment. 2, 3.
Ha wa le wa le ba ba wa o wa Jalemu omu Africa. Ha wa le wa le ba ba wa o wa ja le mu o mu Africa. Ha wa le wa le ba ba wa o wa ja le mu o mu Africa. Ha wa le wa le ba ba wa o wa Jalemu omu Africa. Ha wa le wa le ba ba wa o wa Jalemu omu Africa.
Really quiet.
Ha wa le wa le ba ba wa o wa Jalemu omu Africa. Vale, vale, ba, 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 o, ba, ja, le, mu, o, mu, Africa.
One more.
Ha, vale, vale, ba, 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 o, ba, ja, le, mu, o, mu, Africa.
Hey, thanks for coming to your singing lesson. Good on you. Well done. You're the best. You're doing the best version of you. Singing is just about being the best version of you. Just having a crack. Open your mouth. Let all your feelings come out while you drive along. That's all it's about. Lots of love to you. Feel really good about yourself. Thanks for coming. You might have heard lots of birds in that one. You know that feeling when you've got the garden mulcher outside and it's plugged in with a extension cord, and to actually close the glass sliding door you would have to unplug the mulcher and then deal with the extension cord. Well, that's what happened here today. So there's more bird sounds because that door's not actually closed. Those birds, they're looking right in here. It's a absolute work of art. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, there's no ads on this this little podcast because I just make it because it's fun. And I'm actually nearing 100,000 streams, which is kind of mind-boggling that you're all out there singing along. It really is so cool. And I wanted to read one of my reviews because I read all my reviews and they make me feel, I don't even have words for what they make me feel. They make me feel like a marshmallow on the inside. This one says, this is by Erin, if that's okay. Can I say your name? That's all right. It's okay. It's Erin. And she says, as a musician who has always struggled with singing, I've always been working really hard over the past year to learn to sing better. And this podcast has been a big part of this journey for me. Shelley's calm energy and warmth are so welcoming and it always makes me feel better about learning to sing. Even when I don't feel like I can do it, she makes me feel like I can. Isn't that the nicest thing? That's from a stranger. That's a person that doesn't even know me that says that. That's so nice. I understand when people that know me are like, oh, Shelley, you're a sweetheart. But when strangers say it, it's like, that's just ridiculous. So I feel like you want to go and write a review. Can you go and write me a review? I think that helps the podcast thing. I don't know what the whole podcast. You're meant to sell ads and make money on it. I don't really know. It's just me and the chickens. It's just, you can go and jump on my Patreon. I made a dollar thingy on it. You can, whatever dollar currency your dollar is, what a treat that would be. You can chuck that in there and then send the thing and then you get it like 2 weeks early and you get to say hi and I say hi and then there's hellos in the world. I think the world needs hellos because golly gosh. Yeah, delightful. Thanks. Go do that. This is my ad. Woo, yeah, ad. Bird Productions podcast.